On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
Yeah, it's that special edition of the program when Victoria joins us, Tori.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yay, look at her float go by.
I love my float. Me and Snoopy.
That's what she said. No, wait, that didn't work out. No, it worked out before you said me and Snoopy, then it didn't work
Tommy
out.
Tommy Monahan and his Snoopy graphics, he's funny.
Now, there's Tommy Monahan, now he is a convict?
He's the Brockton City Council.
Oh, I did not know that. Well, okay, you did know that, but yes. Other people, I'm making
Tommy, he's just making jokes.
Well, because people listen who don't know who the hell he is.
That's right. Yeah. They can look him up. Tall guy. Big guy. Tommy.
Big tall. He shops at the Big and Tall Shop.
He does. At the mall.
That's what he said.
That's what she said.
Okay.
All right, I know.
It's a Wednesday afternoon, and it's also Thanksgiving, and it's also Friday morning, and it's all those things as we spend some time with you here.
That's correct. Anytime you're listening, it's when it is. Hey, man. It is what it is.
I mean, it's always there.
So I know, who am I kidding? Always here.
It's just at the top of the list during those during those days.
Am I loud enough?
Yes, you are, okay. Tori.
I didn't hear myself real good. Sometimes I hear myself too loud, and it's...
Would you like to be louder?
I don't know.
Do you want to hear yourself more?
I don't. Yeah. Okay.
A little bit.
Yeah. All right, there. I feel better now.
All right. Hold on then.
Makes me warm and fuzzy. Oh, there's that. Now I'm just in the right ear.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm just in the right ear too.
Wow.
What did you do?
I didn't. There. Oh, wait. See, it's,
we
I'm
got
just.
A loose
you know,
connection.
I gotta get closer. I'm
yeah.
Just
that's
too far
it.
Away.
You're pulling stuff out of it.
I'm almost out the door. I need to get a little closer to the room. Oh, that's perfect.
That's better.
Yeah, my ears love that.
Good.
Almost as much as a Q-tip.
Do you put Q-tips in your ears?
Oh, you better believe it. And I twirl them around, and man, that's a great feeling.
Isn't it? And you know, of course, you're not supposed to do that, because if you damage yourself with a Q-tip in your ear, they're not responsible.
That's right. It's right on the box.
It's one of the one thing Johnson & Johnson's claims not to be responsible for.
Aw. Is it the baby powder that gives you cervical cancer?
Yeah.
That they got sued for.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But they've always said, and it seems like even when they started knowing that, mm-hmm. All of a sudden, like, don't put our stuff in your ears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what it's good for. I have to close the door because I'm going to be making audible noises.
Yeah.
And people will wonder. It's just a Q-tip, man.
It is.
It's an ear dildo.
I actually had orgasm once from doing that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
My brain might.
And weird stuff came out of my ear.
Oh, my God. I'd just see a doctor about that then. That doesn't happen to me. My ears are very clean, though. There's never any wax.
Really?
Then whenever the doctor goes, say, your ears are perfect. I've never had wax taken out of my ears.
Do you take wax out of your ears?
No.
Do you use? You just don't wax up?
Wax on, wax off. I mean, there's a tiny little bit on the Q-tip once in a while.
Wow, you're not waxable. I wonder what causes earwax, if that's a condition.
Living?
Of...
I mean, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I don't know why you don't have it then.
Because I'm special.
Well, it wouldn't make you earwax vulnerable, less.
What did you say?
I don't know. Well, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Good times.
Kind of a weird holiday there for you.
Why?
Well,
because I don't eat.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I love to eat.
Oh.
I went out with my friend Peter a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. We go out once in a while. And I think we're going out Saturday to the parade in Quincy. I'm not sure. He wants to, but I heard it's going to rain and be lousy. He's like, I don't care. It's good to get out of the house. I'm like, fine. Do I need to bundle up? But anyway,
to get out of the house.
He thinks of it that way because he's right. In a lot. He's a shut-in like me. Well, no, he works.
This is a nuclear explosion or something. Well, come on, get
hoping,
out.
Hoping for one.
Come on, a little radiation. That's good for you.
It is.
Clean
get it over
your ears
with quick.
Out. Come on.
It does. My ears are fine, right. Though. But yeah, so he looked at my plate and I ate everything. And he goes, what? I don't believe what I just saw. I had no way I thought you would eat all that. I said, oh, believe me, I can eat when I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Because usually I'm like taking everything to go. Mm-hmm. Half of my food. Not that time.
Oh. Well, that's good. I just love this holiday because I don't have to go to a church or anything. Oh,
that's right. It's fine. Just,
yeah. And, you know, I on yesterday's show, I mentioned some things about turkey that no one knows about.
Oh.
But I'm not going to repeat it.
Okay.
But
right. Because
interesting.
People have to listen up to
the
day before this one. Look at the dates on your calendars, people. That would be November 22nd. Check that
correct.
Out, man.
That's correct. That was a hell of a show.
Hey, my dryer makes that noise when it's off, too. My mom's dryer.
Really?
That's a dryer sound, isn't
There's
it?
There's a dryer nearby.
It goes do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I feel like I'm at sea because I'm like, ahoy, the dryer's finished. It's got that little...
Sounds like an ice cream truck to me,
does
personally.
It really does. To me, it's that little like...
The piccolo?
Yeah,
the flute piccolo thing?
What do they call that marching thing? The fife,
the
drum
fife,
and fife.
The fife.
It sounds
the
like fife. A fife drum.
It does.
I mean, dryer.
A fife dryer. A fife drum.
It is.
A fife and dryer. I play the fife and driver. Dryer.
I'm serious.
Right.
We have the same dryer then. That's a big bucks dryer, man. Good for you.
Yeah, man.
I know how much those things cost.
The more expensive ones make the sounds.
They do. They pleasantly right. alert you.
The cheap ones buzz. They just buzz a little bit.
Yeah, I don't need that shit in my life. No. Get out of here.
No, when I want laundry done, I want a nice tune.
Thank you. Yes. As soon as it's hard to hear, I'm like, did that dryer go off? It's very low.
You know what? I can't stand dryer sheets.
What do you mean? I love those.
I hate the dryer sheets.
You need them. They stop static. What are you talking about?
But then I don't want any smell.
They have unscented ones. Are you serious? My mother only uses unscented.
Yeah, I don't like them.
I want the lavender ones. I use downy lavender.
I don't like them.
I want lavender smelling things. They put me to sleep. I like to be relaxed.
You're odd in that way because you like smells, but then you don't like smells.
No, I don't like vanilla.
That's
I like
it.
And oh, lots more. I don't like skunk. See, there's
like
lots
lavender.
Of smells.
Lavender bothers me.
No, I love lavender. Yeah, I don't like jasmine.
I know a girl named Jasmine. I don't like her either.
See, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Bad name.
So, that's the sound my dryer makes when it's done.
I am the Frito Bandito.
I actually forgot that we were doing a show today because we usually do these shows on a Thursday and we're doing it on a Wednesday.
Right.
Because tomorrow's Thanksgiving and nobody wants to leave their house except for this guy.
No, that's on Saturday for the
Saturday.
Parade.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, he does want to leave his house though, yes.
So, yeah, so I forgot. So I'm walking my dogs, and your car pulls
up. Who comes driving by? But I'm like, oh my God, did I get the day wrong? This Ron walking his dogs.
And then he said, oh my God, I got the day wrong. That's what I said. And
so
there
the dogs
you
had
were.
To walk themselves. Bye, dogs. Have fun.
Care. I'll be back someday.
They will. They come back. They're good like that.
But I totally forgot. And then I'm thinking maybe it's the Lipitor that I'm taking. I'm wondering if this is a side effect of Lipitor, which you take because your cholesterol is a little too high.
And you mentioned before that you think it's affecting you in other ways.
I think it really is. I think it is as an excuse for not remembering things.
Right. But my mom takes it and she forgets. So now we might be onto something.
So that's actually a certified laboratory experiment.
It is
now
in my world.
Two people.
Within a 5 mile radius.
Two out of two.
I think, yeah.
You only ask two people and both those people are forgetful and they both
take
Lipitor.
I'll find a third. Leave it to me. The day's not over yet.
Right. Find a third.
I will.
We'll ask
done.
This guy George who produces the show.
Oh yeah. He's got to be on tons of stuff.
That's a nice thing to say. It's a real nice thing to say about somebody.
Because he looks so great.
He really does.
He's pulling himself together with all the
HGHs. Yeah. I have no problems with popping pills.
I really don't. They go right down.
A lot of people say, no, I want to be generic. I don't want to take these pills.
I know people like that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Fuck off.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I do. Well, and you know what? It's my business. My body, my business.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Get out of my business.
Right.
Thank you. But I do need to... I keep shocking Ron every week now. What's Tori doing? She's off the hook.
I didn't expect it to come out of your mouth.
Well, lots of people that don't expect that.
I mean, I did if someone were like poking at you, but just for that, I didn't think you would say that.
Yeah. I know. My pill is my body. Please.
Yeah. You got quite...
Pence is in some deep shit. That's all I know. You better stay far away from me.
What did you think about that situation? I don't know if you know about this. You probably do.
Oh, I do.
Mike Pence goes to see
Hamilton, right.
Which is a very popular play, which everybody loves,
yeah.
Especially people who live in New York. And they do the play, and Pence is there.
Sure.
And or half a Pence, I'm not sure. I think he's the whole
Pence.
Guy. Six Pence. Six, his brothers were there with his sisters.
He was there with his daughter.
Right. So the Pence is there. The show is over, and Pence starts to get up, and the cast is on stage.
Oh, no, you don't. We have something to say first.
And they very nicely said that we're very concerned about what's going on.
Our rights as Americans, the Constitution, normal things.
Yeah,
and
the message was, I hope that you represent
all of
us.
Inclusive.
Yes, not just the ones
that
supported
you. And they know he's anti-gay, so it's a good message for people in Broadway.
Yeah. Broadway and the Hamilton thing was about freedom and freedom of
speech.
Sure,
so it kind of gelled.
It gelled nice. And Pence got to be, and Pence could turn around and wave to people like Oprah and stuff like that.
Right, go
and,
on.
And Pence, so he didn't say anything and he left the theater.
Mm-hmm.
And the president-elect, and I'm not even going to say his name, started with his stupid Tweety Bird stuff.
It's very presidential.
And said that
he's owed an apology.
Owed an apology. And Pence pretty much says, you know, kind of they don't owe me apology.
Well,
it's
kind
fine.
Of. I watched that interview.
Yeah.
And I must say, it was very awkward. And I've had people agree with me because he wouldn't exactly say, oh, they don't need to apologize. He just said, people can make their minds up for themselves if they think it was appropriate. He said that twice.
Okay. All right. Well, then
so
that's not
that
an apology.
Was twisting
that's
it. Not an apology. So okay. I was like, this guy is trouble. He is trouble.
Yeah.
I'm almost like Donald Trump better live a long time because this guy is worse.
Well,
okay?
He's trouble, but he's not blurting out obvious, disgusting trouble like his president.
Well, yes, because he's covert, like his and he knows what he's doing. He's in government. He knows how to pull these strings, man.
I don't know. I found it quite shocking and amazing that this was an incident at all.
Yeah.
And that
well,
nobody
the media
rises above
is going
this.
To always make incidences. They have to. What else are they going to do? Because they get paid for.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, Standing Rock. You know, there's the protest going on in North Dakota. If you don't know, how can anyone not know? It's really, I think it's getting coverage. New York Times, to me, that's coverage. I don't think people are saying that the fringe media is the only one. They're not. I mentioned it on my show yesterday. I'd like to backpedal a tiny bit, only because I got a couple more facts about what's going on, and I didn't have them at the time, which happens with you and I. I mean, we might say things, and then later we go, oh, well, let me just correct.
Well, you might.
I might. I will this time because I don't like to give anything false. You know me. Mm-hmm. I'm just, this is the way it
absolutely
is, and that's how it goes.
Totally transparent.
Exactly. So, apparently, this is private land they're on. Okay. Yes. They say it's a reservation. That might have been a long, long time ago, hundreds of years ago. Mm-hmm. The government, even 150 years ago, sold them, you know, sold some, bought the land. They sold the land to someone. It's private now. They can protest down the way, down the street, but this is private land, apparently. So, then in a way that's not, you know, they say our relatives were buried here 5,000 years ago.
Right.
Okay, again, time has passed. There was no time now apparently to do something. And this could be an old white man's thinking, but it's still maybe a fact. Okay, so and when I say Obama, you need to do something, maybe he can't because it is private property.
Correct.
It's not the government's job.
Right.
It's the private landowner's job.
Correct.
And, you know, that said, I watched the video of them getting with the water cannons, which is terrible.
Right.
I don't think anyone should be, for any reason,
certainly not
done that too, and especially in the winter, cold.
Right.
On the page, there's live comments. This is where we're getting going to get interesting.
This is where I hate the live comments, but go on.
This is where we're going to get interesting.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, because it's going to blow your mind.
All right.
Blew my mind. Okay. Yeah. Live comments. One person, a lot of people were in support of this, but one caught my eye because of their profile picture.
Mm-hmm.
It was Go Trump. And I'm thinking, why are Trump supporters in support of these? These are like, some people call them dirty hippies.
Yes.
But this person was different.
Yes.
Woman.
Right.
So I went to her page
and
I said, wow, I'm surprised you're in support of this when you support Trump. She said, oh, a lot of us Trump supporters are anti-rogue government. So it started out fine conversation. I ended up speaking with her for another day.
Mm-hmm.
That's where things kind of unraveled a little bit. Because I was trying to give her the benefit of the doubt, thinking she was sane.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first mistake. Apparently, a lot of these Trump supporters, I didn't know, there's a little fringe group of them. And boy, are they crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you how crazy. And I never knew this existed. And my dad knew, and my daughter knew. So that leaves me in the middle. And I'm going to find out if you knew this. Because I, if you do, then I'm really missing the boat here. This woman and all of her cronies that are Trump supporters, believe the earth is flat.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of this movement? They're called the earth, the flat earthers.
No, I haven't.
For real.
Okay.
Isn't this crazy?
I believe that is crazy.
Okay, good. Thank you.
I believe that is crazy. There are also a lot of people, Tori, who believe that the earth was created in a certain number of days. And then there was a rest period.
Right, but that's a religious thing that...
What's the difference?
That they say NASA is a joke. It's not even real. They're not going into space.
Correct.
These people are all...
Correct.
Yeah, it was all faked.
Right.
The earth is flat.
That just blew my
mind.
I agree with you that I think that's absolutely insane.
That they're raising their children to believe this.
Correct.
So there's a whole other generation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I tell you that you wouldn't believe some of the religious beliefs in some religions that aren't even popular, that are just as conspiriolities.
Right. Was that in here in the United States, though?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. No question about
and
it.
And I looked online. This woman has a podcast with thousands
Good
of listeners.
Good for her.
But she's indoctrinating.
Yes.
And she's very pretty. And I thought, not this woman I talked to, but I found on her page something else.
Doesn't surprise me.
Wow.
Doesn't
the fringe.
Me.
The fringe.
There's always a fringe.
She said Gaddafi was a nice guy. Right. He had water, and he made an aqueduct, and the government didn't want that, so they killed him.
Oh, there are people who believe that the 9/11 thing, that we did that.
They're called crisis actors.
Absolutely.
You know what? I knew some of this stuff before, but I can't believe these people really are that deep into it. They're so paranoid.
Oh, yeah. It's a form of mental illness, in my estimation.
I think so.
And in this country, you do have the right to spout your opinion.
Sure.
In comments on any type of blog or news article. You can have your own podcast. Obviously, I realize that.
Right.
Doesn't shock me. Doesn't shock me at all.
Mm.
You know what I learned, Torrance?
What, Ronaldo?
With this recent election that we had, if you recall it, I have learned that my opinions and my thoughts are only unto myself. And if there are other people that have the same opinions and thoughts and beliefs and policies, that's good.
I have them. I think we share those.
I think we do share those. But I started to realize that there are a whole bunch of baskets of people who don't share my policies and my ways and my views of life and
absolutely.
The way you treat people and what you say to people and if you insult them or make their lives better or whatever. That was pretty much shoved in my face, that realization. So I had to adjust and say, I don't own this planet.
Okay.
A lot of people agree with me, and perhaps we shall take over someday. But
right.
in the meantime, I believe in democracy.
I mean, you seem a little high there. I believe in democracy.
So it's, the majority wins. That's fine. But when they have these crazy people who think the world is flat, I hope it's just not a lot of them is all I have to say.
I know. And it's a worldwide movement, unfortunately, but not a lot. It's like almost like if you believe in Satan and that there's an Antichrist, it's like that Rosemary's Baby. They come from all around the world to see the newborn child.
It's unfortunate.
It's unfortunate.
You know, I love the internet highway of fun. You know, it's good driving, man.
Well, you know what my dad said? Anyone on the believes anything on the internet is crazy because they get what they deserve. He goes, it's all horseshit.
Yeah.
And he said, you know what? That's where it should all go. It should all be totally 100% horseshit. That way, if you get your news from there, you know it's fake.
Yeah.
Then you understand it's fake.
Well, there are credible sources on the internet if they're actual organizations that have
New York
credibility.
Times, things like that.
Things like that.
The mainstream media, MSM,
yes.
MSM.
Right.
Oof.
Those stations are slanted. But if you look for the actual facts,
like,
there are actual
Fox
facts
Fox makes
involved.
Up news, my dad said. It makes
Correct.
Up news.
Well, it takes things and it jumbles them
right.
and slants them to
yes.
the point where it is not what they are. It's like playing telephone.
Right.
Did you hear Little Johnny is sick? And by the time the fifth person is there, Little Johnny died?
Well, that's what Tim Allen just said in his interview. Mm-hmm. And he's a bozo I'm getting upset with.
Yeah. Well, Tim Allen was always very conservative.
Oh, that's true. But now if you thought you said you liked Donald Trump in Hollywood, people bullied you.
Yeah.
Too bad. They should bully you.
Yeah. Well,
he just says things. He's like a comedian. He just says things. Well, that's not his job anymore.
It's just very interesting that in this country that we're free to say what we want to say, but if someone disagrees with it, you're not free to say that.
Yes.
And that now you owe somebody an apology because you said something that you actually believed in a very heartfelt manner.
Yes.
Well, I disagree with it. You apologize that you even said that to me. You don't get the idea of this country here. My original point was this internet highway has its attributes. Mm-hmm. I guess if you want to go shopping, it's good and compare prices and perhaps find out what the weather is.
That's great.
Nice.
Perfect.
Everybody knows what your birthday is. If you're into that, that's very, very nice.
Right.
But the idea that everybody has a right to their public opinion is the case. But who said we wanted it?
Right.
Who said that that would be good? ISIS uses the internet in order to wage a war.
And recruit people,
Russia uses the internet in order to affect the progress of our nation, good or bad. It's being used in evil, horrible ways. A smart kid could very well take down the entire national grid system of our country if they
figured
it out.
Yep, it's not that hard, probably.
And I think that at this point, the negatives are quickly starting to outweigh the positives.
Yeah, I think you're right there.
But you can't ever go back. You can't shove the shit back in Pandora's box once the lid's open.
Exactly.
So I guess we're on kind of a road of
I'm trying to find the funny there.
People somewhere, there isn't because it's Thanksgiving. I think back in the 70s and 80s, people were warning us that someday this is all going to come back at you, and it ain't going to be as much fun as you think. Progress can actually hit you in the face if you don't do the right progress.
The planet is climate change that Donald Trump doesn't believe in. Are more people that are on the fringe, and it's almost like I finally backed away from this woman because I had some fun for a while, but then I realized she has a serious problem.
Yeah,
and she's turning it around on me.
Yes, but the I've learned. I mean, I used to be a real activist when I was a kid.
I can see that. I can see you still activating something now too.
Oh, I got a lot of stuff going on inside. Yeah. But I also learned that having arguments, engaging with people that don't have your point of view is often just having the shit flung back in your face again. If you engage that, then all you're engaging in frustration only, because you can't change somebody's mind who is adamant about their viewpoint. Because I'm adamant about mine, you can't change
you're
me.
Right.
So I'm not going to change you. So I'm just going to get myself all infuriated.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't read the comments about anything.
Right.
Nothing like that, because that just gets me. It's a hook to it get is, me involved in something.
They
that's
can be
only
more interesting than
me.
The article, though. Sometimes.
If you're into it, man.
For comedy purposes.
Yeah.
If they're making fun of things, great. Yeah. I'm like, that's some of it's funny.
I actually contacted AOL because that's where I have my.
They're still around. God bless them.
Stop it. Stop it. And I don't think they have this on Gmail, but they do on AOL.
Mm-hmm.
In order, when I go to AOL and I sign in to get my mail,
right.
I have to go past a page that has the headlines on it first.
Yes, Yahoo does that also.
Oh, and I don't want to really, I'm not in the mood sometimes.
It catches me.
I'm not
I
in the mood.
I have to be careful.
Yeah. I don't care to be infuriated or knowledgeable every time I just want to check my mail. So I emailed them and I said, do you have a way that I can bypass these headlines?
Right.
I'll never hear from them.
No, they don't want that because they want you to click.
Well, yes, that's where they have their ads.
Sure. That's right. There might be a way. I'll look into it for you, babe.
Thank you.
Because I am the whiz. Nobody beats me.
I hope they don't.
That's
Tori.
What I like with the woman I there. I'm like, really? I'm the queen of Facebook. You want to try this? Let's see how it goes. Yeah. But they end up throwing it back. Like you said, throwing it back at you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's like, I'm not. You are. No, I'm not. You are. It got to that.
You just don't get anywhere.
I said she had. I said she probably tucked her testicles in.
Yeah.
And like, because she sensed that she was a man because they're a little too forceful. Well, and then she turns around and says the same about me.
Yeah.
Okay. So
then
you
have someone to tell, you attack somebody to attack you back,
right,
blah, blah, blah,
right,
blah,
right.
blah, 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 blah.
So I said goodbye.
Yeah.
And then she stole my face off of one of my Facebook and put a picture on of me with my, like a cartoon. Thought she was very funny. And I still left it alone. So I'm like, you just go in your crazy world because I can't be drawn into crazy worlds. Because this is scary. If people really believe this nonsense, then I'm afraid of them a little bit. Because I'm like, wow, they're off their rocker.
They're always there. It's just now you're aware of them. And that's
more
the problem.
Aware. Now with Trump, I'm more aware of this. Wow.
Well,
because they're coming out and saying, woohoo.
Well, perhaps so.
They need to stay in that rock.
Perhaps so. I'm not saying that he pulls them out. He might.
It's like the Pied Piper. They're all following
I can't blame him for that. He didn't say, hey, every crazy person, start making comments now, quick.
Well, start voting for me, vote me in. And now he's like, whoops, it worked. Oh, well.
Yeah. I would have respected Pence so much, going back to that theater thing, if Pence would have just turned around or made a comment and said, of course, as the vice president, I represent every American.
Take the high road.
That's
then he
all
wins.
He would have had to say.
Yeah, then he could have flipped it and been, oh, he's the good guy.
Yeah, or I will do my best to, as vice president, to represent every citizen in this country.
The ego in men is really something. They just can't do it.
I don't know.
They can't.
I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Unless they're like a swami, then they get it.
It's power and ego. And it makes people crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It does. It makes people crazy. Even in business, these people that own these gigantic businesses, power hungry people.
Right.
I gotta have my initials on my cuffs. I've got to have a gigantic Rolex to let everybody know that I am
that
the executive.
That turns me right off, by the way.
I
look at someone with fancy jewelry and they're on a man and I go, wow, he's really showing it off. I don't like that ostentatious nature.
Yeah.
I just don't.
You know who I liked who was a horrible president? It was Jimmy Carter. I don't know if you remember him.
Oh, his accent was terrible.
Yeah, it was terrible. But the man would rather dress up in peanut farmer costume.
Oh, yeah. And Billy Beer was the brother, right? He had Billy Beer.
This guy was like, okay. Like, he didn't shove his plantation fortune in your face ever.
No. He was like a hick. And he's still around. He does good work for charities.
See, now I get the opposite. I got a guy now in president-elect who's going to be president who does interviews from a gold... laden Louis
that.
XIV chair.
He always does it from there. I just saw on YouTube there was like a couple minutes the president-elect said something, and I haven't been meaning to watch it
No matter what he does, no matter where he says it, he's surrounded by opulence. He gives his speeches in front of the giant Trump plane.
See, he's a
demagogue.
He shoves
it in your face. And then he's got all these people who voted for him who are struggling to make ends meet. That's why they voted for him.
They don't get it.
And yet this guy,
he never
struggled to make ends meet.
No, he's not out for them.
He don't get you. He's shoving his wealth in your face
every
time you look at
him. And he wants only the wealthy to have the wealth. They're going to find out the hard way. A lot of talk, they believe.
It's too bad. It's a shame.
Well, I'm going to do the finger pointing someday. I can't wait.
Oh, I think so.
I'm waiting to do that.
You know, I like to go to magic shows and see these gigantic illusions. And they're
I know how he did it. Is that what you do? You stand up?
Well, I do. I try to figure it out and stuff, but I know it's an illusion.
But
there's other people in the audience. I look over at them and they're astounded. Like,
it's magic.
It's magic.
It's real.
It's an illusion. It's a trick. You've been tricked. You've been fooled. That's the idea of this whole thing. Oh my goodness. Does that relate to politics? Perhaps it does.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. I would think so.
All right. Let's move on to something else.
I know we mined this for many laughs.
Well, this is what happens when you do a show and you bounce things back and forth.
Right.
You get into the bouncing ball syndrome.
It's the culture of the...
It's culture.
Of the beast, nature of the beast.
Well, culture too. Anyway, all right. Hey, I was driving today. Did you drive?
I
saw you in a car.
I'm out of gas, so I won't be much more driving.
Really?
I'm still waiting to get paid for my election. I worked 3 weeks ago. So the money, said, is going to come today.
Yeah.
3 weeks for early election. I worked early election, and that was November 3rd.
Yeah.
So we're looking at 3 weeks. So still waiting.
Wow.
But it should come today. That's good because, like, you know, Christmas is right around the corner.
Right. So I hear.
So you were driving?
I was driving. I went to the Market Basket, which is
an
interesting store.
Oh, right before Thanksgiving though? Why would you do such a thing?
I went at 7 o'clock in the morning,
Tori. That's better.
I did it on purpose.
That's the way you have to
do it. Because I didn't think I had anything to do today, but then I realized that I do.
Right.
But I went
so you've been and back. Look at you. Your day is complete.
I get up at 4:35 every morning. You know that. And my day is complete by like 10 in the morning.
I was
usually awake
at 5 this morning.
Really?
Because I woke up at 3:30 and couldn't get back to sleep.
Oh, that's what happens.
Yeah. Hated it.
It does. Do you know what puts me to sleep? I have a little thing next to my bed that plays music.
Mine is oceans. Yeah, yeah. Ocean waves.
Baby lullabies.
Oh.
Oh my God, does that work?
Really?
It brings you right back to your infant days.
Like a music box type little ding ding ding.
That kind of thing. It's just kind of like, do you have the Pandora thing?
I do.
Okay. You find lullabies.
No way.
And it plays these little tinkly piano, very soothing lullabies.
So you go retro back in the womb? Wow.
It's just like that. Wow. It's just like the lullabies put you to sleep when you're a child.
Okay.
It actually works, Doris.
Wow. Well, it's better than talk radio, right? Because I had somebody that we have to listen to talk radio every night.
I see.
And what's his name on AM? That guy, the big fat pumpkin head?
Limbaugh?
Well, there's another one, too.
He's from
Boston. This one's the local one.
I don't know.
Well, anyway,
I don't know.
He was the local idiot that we had to listen to.
The wannabe.
Yeah, he droned on and on and on and on and on.
Yeah, but that can get you hopped up too. Could you think?
I'm listening. Everywhere. How is this going
to
put me to sleep? I'm angry. I'm listening to angry right wingers.
This show will put you to sleep. Surprised you're not doing that. Lullabies, man.
Yeah. Lullabies, angry right wingers. Which do I do?
what would put babies to sleep? Actually, both would.
Yeah,
to be honest with
you.
So
that tells me a lot, right there.
So I'm sitting there in my car, and I pull into a space, and there's a space open in front of me, and I think this guy's going to pull into the space and end up, you know, facing my car.
Been there, done that.
He turns around and he starts backing into the space, coming right at me with the rear
asshole
of his car, big time. Butt opening.
Yeah,
and he has to correct himself a couple of times.
It wasn't a woman.
No.
Asian man?
Really, his back was to me when he was backing
in. I have to always analyze, who's doing this? It's always a broad, some dumb broad.
Now, that's an awful thing to say,
yeah, because
actually.
I'm the only broad that knows how to drive.
Right.
Maybe not the only one, but the only one I know.
Yeah. Like
I drive
one
like
out
a guy.
Ten.
That's why, yeah.
You're so sexist. I didn't know you were like this.
All for the cause, man.
Okay, man.
Stay in the kitchen.
Fine. Why not, dude? So anyways, this car is coming at me, and it's almost not going to stop before it hits the front of my car. It does just in the nicotine, but it almost hits my car.
No way.
And I have a great disdain for people that back into spaces.
You have a great disdain for people anyway, but go on.
Right. This is a new category.
Okay.
I'm breaking it down.
You are.
Now.
It needs to be broken down quite a lot.
We have little slots. We put the people
in holes.
Because if the guy had backed into my car and caused a little damage to the front of my car, no, Torrance.
Oh, that's not how it works?
No. The law in Massachusetts
is that's right. You said this once.
If the front of your car is damaged, then the belief is that you had the ability to stop this.
That's why you need a dash cam, just like they have in Russia. Correct. Everyone has a dash cam there.
Yes, you do need a dash cam.
Why not?
They do
police
make them now.
Police have body cams.
They're down to like $50 now, which is still expensive, but not like what I thought it would be.
Right.
And it's just a little thing, and it goes right on the windshield, and you plug it into your cigarette lighter, and it's going all
it's
the time.
It's proof, then.
And apparently, when you start the car up, the thing starts
good.
Up automatically.
Nice.
So it's pretty cool.
Does it record somewhere?
Onto a little thing.
Oh, memory
a
card?
A little memory card.
Good.
Yes.
All right.
Anyway, so I got all upset about that. And then I realized, when I was very, very young, like when I first got my license, I used to back into spaces too.
Oh, I hate people that do that. I still don't do it.
Do you know when I did it? I was trying to figure out why did I do that? And the reason was that I guess I was too fastidious to the point where it's not like I was going to rob the place and have to make a quick getaway.
Right,
which
of
is
course.
The only reason that really you should be doing that.
Yeah.
But it was that you are so mentally neat that you do the hard things first in order to make things. You set yourself up for something easy.
That's
later.
Another one of my exes. He did that same thing.
It's like when you go to bed at night, you lay out your clothes. So when you get up, you can just put them on and not
some
have
people.
To think about it.
When I'm in a hurry, I know I have to be. Once in a while, I do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right.
It's that That's, kind of mentality. But the realization is it's harder to back into something than it is to back out of something.
Yeah, there you go. So hopefully everyone's listening up.
Yes. When you're backing into a space, you are into a confined area that requires great precision and stupidity. When you're leaving the space, you got this whole open area behind you to back out. So why are you
and
being
such an
idiot? And
stop doing it because I'm in a hurry to get in the place.
Yes.
I don't care so much getting out. Well, you could take your time getting out, but when I'm hungry, usually it's going to
yes.
a restaurant. I'm not going to name names, but one person that I dated for a long time did that all the time, and it was, I finally said something. You know me, I was like, oh, I have to say something. I cannot take one more day of this.
Right.
It's absurd.
It's bizarre. It's just bizarre. And then when you do that, usually somebody in the car can't get out because you're too close anyway.
Yeah.
Because it's just, you know.
And some people, they don't want to use the reverse at all. So they find a space where they can front in and front all the way through.
Well, I do that. I do that if it's available. If it's available, I will do that.
Some people do it OCD-like. They have to do that.
It certainly is easier. You don't have to back in. You don't have to back out. It is preferred.
I liked it when I had a standard. Because sometimes, but, you know, putting in the
five
drive, that was better.
Then the other thing, and I'm guilty of this too, is why do you have to park the closest to the store or the closest to the restaurant? Is it going to kill you to take a little exercise and walk another 30 seconds?
It depends on the weather.
True dat. True
dat. That's what I will say.
True dat.
Even in the hot sun, you don't want to be walking too far.
I suppose. But, I mean, what is it about it's similar to the Dunkin' Donuts dilemma and syndrome.
There's a dilemma?
Oh, very much so.
A DDD?
Sometimes when I go to a DDD dilemma.
Dunkin' Donuts dilemma.
Dilemma. The DDDs.
DDD.
I will pull up to get a little cup of coffee.
Sure.
And the line for the drive up is 20 cars
deep.
Oh,
right.
And yet,
nobody's inside.
I'm not. Yes. Well, I don't even care if there's anybody inside. I'm not going to sit for 20 cars to get a cup of coffee.
I've done it. It's
so
awful.
I pull into a space properly.
Yeah.
And then I get out. I go inside.
Go
and
inside.
Usually,
yeah,
there's like
mean.
Nobody online at all,
said.
Or
nobody
one
in.
Person,
right.
or one person.
Go in.
I get my and when I do that, I look at the line of cars and I try to memorize
where I would have been.
Exactly.
I got the same problem.
And I get
it's
out
neurosis.
and then I laugh. I laugh and I feel like walking up to the car and say, "You idiot! You're going to be here another 10 minutes. I'm on my way home."
Sometimes it doesn't work out like at Burger King though. I've done it there, and then I see
different.
They're not
different.
Waiting on me inside. They're
different.
Going all drive-through.
Different.
Hate that.
Different. Different.
Man.
very different.
Steams my shorts.
Although the line can be longer at a McDonald's or Burger King because they're ordering all different kinds of foods.
They do the DDs now, too. They're getting these hash browns and sandwiches.
Correct, yes.
They can't just get the donut right off the shelf.
Yeah.
Then they have to decide on which donut. Donut do I want? Yeah. I feel like saying, you know what? I got to be to work Monday morning. As soon as I say that, it doesn't go over too big. But
you know what I still don't understand? How coffee shops like Dunkin' Donuts actually make any money. Because all their purchases are just a couple of bucks.
Yeah.
I don't quite understand that. I know they start introducing foods and stuff, but I don't think too many people take advantage of that. And the donuts, unless you're working for a company, you're not getting a dozen donuts for any reason whatsoever, unless you want to die right away.
Well, you know, I think it's they have a lot of people coming in.
I know that. But at the same time,
I've been in the 20-car line.
It doesn't seem like it's even going to be enough money. It's just...
Yeah, I see.
I can't imagine. It's like a lemonade stand, you know.
It's a quarter. It's a dollar. Whatever. There's five people.
Dunkin' Donuts is like a coffee lemonade stand to me. It's like, you know.
They're big time, man. They're on every corner. Yes. They're bigger than Starbucks.
It's people who can't speak English Starbucks. Selling you lemonade. It's just weird.
Whatever they're doing.
I don't understand it at all.
Hey, you know, Burger King has pancakes right now for 89 cents. My daughter's been there every day.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
She brought me some a couple times.
Yeah.
Mom, can I bring you some pancakes? Otherwise, all right. I eat them and I feel sick.
Wonderful nutritional food.
It is 89 cents for three pancakes.
Well, you take some flour and some eggs.
Oh, I don't want to make them.
Well, I'm just saying.
And then
you pour syrup on it. There's like 50 grams of sugar in every single little dip. And just kill yourself now.
I feel ugh.
Of course, it's heavy. It's gluten-y. My God, it's the definition of gluten. You look up gluten, it goes like pancakes.
It is, but they sell gluten-free pancake mix, which I have made, and they're a little different texture.
Yes,
but I can still eat them.
I don't understand why they even have gluten-free pancakes because nobody should be eating that shit anyway.
Just, some people want them, what's bad for them? Sense. But it doesn't taste the same like their freaking pasta.
You should be happy that you
corn
can't eat
pasta
that.
Is you baloney.
You should thank God I have a problem with gluten.
Thank God I can't eat gluten.
Thank God I can't eat these pancakes.
Now I want fake gluten-y stuff that tastes like sand, and I'm still getting it, I guess.
I don't know. I don't understand that crap.
It's
really
funny
don't.
When I tell people how much of weight I lost, I'm not eating gluten, and a lot of these people are a little bit overweight.
Yeah.
They say, I should try this.
Yeah.
I hope they do, because it really works.
It's not easy,
but man, if you want to lose weight,
it
can be done.
It can be done.
Stop eating gluten, you ding-dong.
It's not that hard to do, really.
It was
far
hard
as
for me, but
if you eat cereal every day and you love breads and all that kind of stuff,
right.
Then you're stuck. But if you just stop...
I loved them too, and I still ate it.
Stop eating breads. Stop eating pancakes.
Right.
And stop eating breads and pancakes and cereals. And
pastas. But they make corn pasta and wheat pasta. I mean, not wheat. Corn and rice pasta.
But and they make corn and rice bread too, and it just ain't that tasty or testy.
I don't... Like testy and tasty. Yeah.
And you know what? You know, it's not like you never have to eat gluten again if you don't have a gluten problem.
Right.
If you want pasta or you want bread, make it like every 4 days do
sure,
that.
Sure, and then
you know?
Just go to the bathroom.
But just don't
That's
eat
fine.
Bread every day. Don't eat sandwiches every day. That's the problem.
Yes, there you go. Thank you. Welcome, everyone.
Yeah.
Time, especially for the holidays. Eat your turkey, but go easy on the muffins or whatever you have. What do you have?
Well,
bread?
It's the stuffing.
Oh, I love stuffing. Yeah, I know. Oh, I'm going to have that.
See, but that's the day that you include in the okay, now it's okay day.
Oh, okay.
But then you don't do it again for 4 days. Everything in moderation is what my...
Even cocaine? Moderation? See, that's where I disagree.
Right. Okay, so maybe not everything
in
moderation.
I don't agree with that. I never did. When everyone said everything in moderation, first thing I thought was, drugs. There's something...
Well, because you can't do them in moderation.
So obviously.
Okay, yes. Oh my goodness.
You said everything. People say everything in moderation. I've always found it.
All right.
I'm anal like that.
Everything for people that are good. I mean, for good people. If you're a good person and you're not hooked on drugs,
okay, are people good?
And you don't walk around murdering people, then
robbing banks. Only rob a bank on Thursdays.
Right. But see, that's not good either.
Again, everything in moderation.
Well, not everything.
The expression is everything in moderation.
Everything acceptable in our society in moderation.
Thank you. Make that longer bumper sticker then. Because it doesn't say that.
Then you have to get an SUV.
I don't want one.
Just because of the bumper sticker.
If it's a Range Rover, I'm already against you.
Right.
Because you're an elitist. Don't get your Range Rover anywhere near me.
If you have a bumper sticker, take it off your car because, come on, you're not a walking billboard of advertising so that everybody knows what an asshole you are if they're driving behind you. Why bother?
Then we're alerted, at least. It's like they're alerted.
Why do people have to feel like everybody has to know what they're thinking?
Not why everybody, you, but some people,
to,
yes.
Why do you have to know who I'm voting for? Why do you have to know that I've got a little Jesus fish on
the back? I probably don't want to know.
Why? What makes you think that everybody needs to know this? Nobody cares.
They're just proud of their, whatever it is, their stance, their religion, their politics. They're proud of these things, which are very hot-button topics, which is unfortunate.
It's like people that drive around in these large trucks and they have the American flag to
their
antenna.
Oh, I don't like flag
antenna.
Wavers. Oh, my God.
You know, I mean,
I like the country, too.
I know
too.
You're proud
love
of the country. We all live here. That's fine.
Then I know something more I don't need to know.
Don't need to shove it
they're
in
they're probably
the face.
Stupid,
yes.
Number one.
Right.
I'm going to label and judge.
Yes.
If I see a flag on a car, I think, okay, it's a gun nut.
And the other thing, why does Jesus have to be nailed to the cross? In your symbols in front of your church and stuff like that. I know what
he
happened
to him. He went to heaven. He's not even there.
We all get it.
Yeah.
Just the...
It's mean.
I mean, you've got the little cross
he's
that you
wear. He's a dead human. Why are they doing that?
Well, because it's more than a dead human to them. But, I mean, when you wear the cross around your neck,
right.
That's okay. That's a piece of jewelry. It's a cross. It's symbolism.
Sometimes little Jesus is on there.
Sometimes I don't see the point of putting Jesus on the thing
because
I get it.
We know why.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just morbid.
You don't need to be that specific.
It's morbid.
And when you and then you go into some place and it's got the little blood coming out of the wrist.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
That
now.
Sounds like a Catholic thing.
It's just, I mean, it's okay. I mean, that's enough. That's enough. That's just enough. I mean, look up symbolism and leave it at that.
I mean, I watch The Walking Dead like everybody else,
yes.
But.
Yeah, come on.
And they go to
it's
church
okay.
and that, I don't
but
know.
But again, it's freedom to express yourself and to tell everybody what you're into.
Okay.
I get that, but I have the freedom not to stare at this stuff all the time also.
I would
so
just
that's
pass it on the car
heads.
Then. Pass it, go around it.
Care. Whatever.
Yeah, that's a way around things.
Everything's weird. All right.
Are we done?
Almost.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Oh, good. She can't wait to get out of here.
It's like three times a week now, man. I got to stop, blah, blah, blah. When I'm just like in my shell, like you turtle person, you over there. I've been cleaning the house, though, because getting ready for Thanksgiving when relatives come over. So
isn't
I've been cleaning.
Isn't a wonderful feeling? I mean, it's a pain in the ass when you're doing it sometimes, but isn't a wonderful feeling to actually scour through your stuff and to get rid of the stuff you don't need? It's such a fresh start feeling.
I found this is James's bracelets.
There you go.
The other day cleaning, so I'm wearing them today.
Would have never found that otherwise.
I might not have. So that's
you would not have.
I would not have. So right. I'm going to wear them today on the show. If you want to watch EastonCat.org, I will have the bracelets on. They say courage and strength. They're black and white. They came attached. Mm-hmm. So usually you think they were separate, but this one is.
Oh look at that.
See?
They're interlooped is
they're
what
interlooped.
They are. Like the
Like the
Olympics.
Christmas like Olympics, yeah.
Yes, yes. Very clever.
So I'm gonna wear those because they were his. He liked his little bracelets that
very
said
sweet.
Things to help encourage him.
Very nice.
But you know, mental illness is too strong. Yeah. He didn't have the same mental illness as these other people though, which is comforting. He didn't think the world was flat. Bless his little heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's like to me again. I'm gonna be struggling with that for a couple of days now. I'm thinking, wow, I just didn't know it was a thing. Sorry.
I think we could kind of prove that it's not flat.
Oh, sure.
So,
but they can prove that it is in their little videos, which I haven't watched, but they have them.
Now, how is that possible?
Maybe we should check one out sometime.
Is that the Bermuda Triangle? Is that where the edge is? Is that what we're saying?
No, I saw a picture of it. It looks like the whole world is flat and there's a sun on the end of it instead of up in the sky.
I see. Holy crap.
I know. It's so bizarre, Ron.
Whatever.
That they've been indoctrinated to believe it. And they think we're the stupid ones, that we're believing that the world's round. It's so backwards. Well, it's upside down. It's opposite
again,
day.
Again, I consider it to be an illness of sort.
Of course. So we shouldn't laugh at it, but I'm going to a little bit.
Nor challenge it. Leave it alone.
Yeah, that I need to leave alone because these people are very, very digging their heels in.
Do you know if you touch poison ivy, you get a horrible rash?
I found out.
So don't touch certain things.
Accidentally, I touched it and I have a scar now.
Yeah.
But I didn't mean to.
Yeah, it's an analogy.
Exactly.
Don't touch certain
don't
things.
Don't poke the bear
it
and
doesn't
stuff.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna.
Because I don't need to have the bear poked. The bear is not.
Bears are bears. That's what they do.
If the bear were living with me, I'd have to poke it or perhaps put it in a trap or in a box somewhere. But
of course.
But if it ain't living with me.
There's a funny video going around, though, with a polar bear. Have you seen it?
No, I have not.
I know. Because you don't go on the internet because you're smart.
Right.
I give you that.
Thank you.
And I'm on too much.
Yeah.
But that's where I get my stories.
I give you that.
Thank you. Take it. There's a polar bear patting a husky dog. Mm. Up in wherever it is, snow everywhere.
Yes.
Where they live.
Yes.
So people think, oh, that's cute. Well, if you read the rest of the story, later on, a polar bear ate one of those dogs because they're starving to death. So there's a problem going on There's what?
The backstory.
Yeah, the backstory.
So it's interesting that one picture does not tell the whole story.
No, so people are like,
story.
Oh, again, see, yeah. It's deceptive.
That's right.
You might think this is wonderful, but guess what, America?
The world is a basket of deception.
And deplorables.
And I didn't say that.
Oh, I'm going to say it.
Okay. It's a basket of deception is what it is. And,
okay.
And you need to be vigilant because of the international highway
It's full of horseshit, by the way. In case you didn't know, I need to tell you this in 2016. It is for 20 years now, at least.
Yeah. And
longer.
And more every day.
Yeah.
And it grows, it festers.
They're signing on.
It is. It's a cancer. Thank you, Tori. Have yourself a wonderful holiday.
You too, Ron.
It's been pleasurable to
I'll
some
have some
extent.
Stuffing for you. Okay. I mean, I'll have some stuffing. I love stuffing.
I'll have some stuffing for you. Sounds like you're going to get some stuffing and bring it to me.
Oh, no, I'm eating it all myself.
Okay.
I
so
can't.
You'll
be walking the dog if I come over anyway. You won't even be home.
So you would say, so Ron, for you.
For you.
I will eat my stuffing.
Well, people say, I'll give him a hug for me.
Okay.
It's one of those deals.
Yeah, and that can be disgusting if you don't like the people.
Yeah, I'm not hugging anyone.
Yeah, right.